There was a conference in Rochester in Minnesota about endothelium-derived relaxing factor and other vasoactive substances, to which I attended, and also was Robert Fuchscott was there. In that meeting, Bob speculated, because he had acidified sodium nitrite and produced a very sharp relaxation instead of the slow, long-acting relaxation of nitrite, that relaxation was very similar to the one that EDRF produced. And it would be strange, he said, but it could be that EDRF is NO or something like it. I was sitting next to John Pike. And John Pike, being a chemist, when Bob Fuchscott said NO, he said, well, there are not too many analogs you can make of this molecule. And he closed his book. He was making notes. Different from that, I thought, if this is true, it's just unbelievable. So when the conference finished at midday, I went out and I phoned Richard Palmer, who was working in the lab, with Grilevsky. No, Grilevsky had left already. It was Richard Palmer. And I said to Richard, I just heard something unbelievable. If EDRF is NO, this is going to be a massive discovery. Can you buy a bottle of nitric oxide from British Oxygen Corporation and try to make solutions and see if they produce relaxation similar to the EDRF we're producing from the cells? 2 days later, we knew that they were the same. From a pharmacological point of view, nitric oxide from the bottle and EDRF from the cells behave pharmacologically exactly the same.